And now the moment you've been waiting for, the Toy of the Week podcast with me, Adam Paulus. As you may have guessed, this week is a Transformers episode. Again, because there's a lot of new ones coming out, and they're all pretty cool. This week I'm going to look at Transformers Fall of Cybertron figures from Transformers Generations Deluxe Wave 3. This wave includes two brand new molds, three tweaked molds, and a bunch of giant guns. I gotta be honest with you, when I first saw these, I wasn't sure what to make of it, because as a kid, the Insecticons, not my favorite, and this assortment has Kickback. And I wasn't sure what to make of a Sideswipe figure made from Jazz, or Air Raid based on the Shockwave mold. I mean, they look all right, but, you know, would they be fun? I'm glad to say the answer is yes. If you're the kind of person who actually likes to fidget with your toys and play around with them, this is a good wave to get, because they have giant honking guns that are just huge. And I know there are companies in other countries that make big guns for 15, 20 bucks, or an oversized sword in a low run for maybe 30 bones. But the way I see it, wouldn't you rather have a whole figure with the sword? I would. And that's why I had to get these. So as of this morning, we are out of stock. We had them in stock for a few days. We have more coming, but they're out of stock right now. But right now is not in the future, so maybe they are in stock. But you'll have to check the site. Just search on Transformers, Generations, Kickback. A case will pop up. Or a case will pop up, anyway. So let's get started looking at these guys. I'm going to go collect them over from the couch because I was playing around with them last night. And let's look at some of the more fun Transformers figures in recent memory. All right. Something just fell over. Anyway, that's the danger of keeping a lot of toys on your desk, ladies and gentlemen. They will attack you at times. This time, we're going to look at, let's see what we have here. There are two Decepticons and three Autobots. The two Decepticons are Starscream and Kickback. These are both completely new molds, never used before. The three Autobots are Sideswipe, Air Raid, and Ultra Magnus, each of which reuse a body of a figure from Series 1. But the interesting thing is, there's been some heavy retooling, and in some cases, extensive retooling, that it almost really isn't obvious that it's the same mold, which takes some doing, because, you know, let's face it, when you're dealing with a car that turns into a robot, there's only so much you can do to mix it up, and they did it. What do we want to talk about first? They all have some pretty decent weapons, and Wave 1's weapons were pretty lame, all things considered, because you got Optimus Prime, and he had this little gun. It's fine, nothing wrong with it. It's a perfectly good gun. Shockwave had his arm cannon, which is, again, is fine. No one else can use it. And it's basically part of the character, so it doesn't feel like an extra. And Jazz had a little laser rifle, which honestly should be 25 cents in gun machines. It's a perfectly good weapon, again, but it's not impressive. Now, on this wave, everybody's weapon is impressive, and that's what makes them fun. I mean, at least to me, because as a kid, I had a lot of Transformers, not a lot, a few, and sometimes they had little guns, sometimes they had little rocket-firing things, but the important thing is they had gear you could change out and play with, and maybe you'd want to give to another figure and mess around with it. And this really encourages you picking out your other toys and playing around with them, which isn't a feeling I get very much when I buy a new toy, so when I do, it's really exciting. And I know some of you are like, this guy's insane. Well, okay, that's fine, but I got really excited. I mean, you wouldn't believe how giddy I was when I got Ultra Magnus last week. It was just like, ah, Ultra Magnus! I'll buy pretty much any toy of Ultra Magnus at retail if it's a fair price. And even if it's not a fair price, I'm not that smart. And we sell these things, so, you know, as an employee, I don't even have to worry about retail. I just order it and it shows up at my door. It's great! I'm rambling, I'm sorry. Let's get started with Starscream. Starscream is one of two brand new molds in the wave. He has two guns that are not intrinsically Starscream-esque. He turns into something that's sort of like the Tetrajets on More Than Meets the Eye. It's sort of like the War Within design. It's an update of G1 Starscream in a way that's good, but not obvious. So I would buy this figure in every color repaint they do. And in Japan, they're actually going to do him as Skywarp. But it's $40, so maybe not until it comes out in the US. The figure has two guns that can connect together. And when they connect together, there's a gear mechanism. And when you rotate one barrel, the other one rotates. It's fun. Also, the guns have numerous connection points. There's two 5mm pegs, so they can put in the fists. You can put them under his wings. You can put them on his forearms. You can put them on his shins. You can load this figure up with several weapons if you have extras from Energon or Armada's Minicons or even Cybertron's Cyber Key weapons, which a few figures did have. He's a good figure. He's got red for most of his color, a little bit of gray. There's some blue paint, some red paint, a little bit of silver. The head is a dark gray color with a silver face and orange transparent eyes. So if you hold him up to a light, like I'm doing now, he lights up. It's a good figure, fun transformation, not too complicated, and has a lot going on. So I would recommend getting him, even just to steal his guns to give your other figures, because I won't lie to you, I've been pulling figures out and transforming them and doing all kinds of craziness. It's just that much fun. Next up, we have the one I opened up last, which was Kickback. Kickback is one of the original Insecticons, reimagined as a Cybertronian grasshopper-y locust thing. The robot mode is probably one of the best robot modes I've seen in a while. The grasshopper mode's pretty good. Not bad. Not great, but not bad. I'm not complaining about it. In robot mode, he's got two giant claw arms hanging off of his back, a couple of smaller legs hanging off of his back, and two really big boots on his legs. Articulation's great. Ball-jointed arms and shoulders and elbows, and he's got swivel wrists. It's just a good-looking robot, a nice sculpt. A lot of purple, a little bit of gold. Reminds me a little bit of what Black Arachnia hopefully will be someday, and just looking at this, I really hope they do it. His gun is the only gun in the range that's a legitimate toy gun because it shoots out a disc. You can also plug on a couple of purple translucent Energon wings to it, and those can be plugged in to the figure, to the weapon, to his legs, whatever you like. So as far as accessories go, I'd say Kickbacks are probably some of the most impressive in terms of heft and paint. It looks good. It transforms nicely. You really do need the instructions for this one because there's a lot of moving parts. And the grasshopper mode, I won't lie to you, it took a little bit of fidgeting for me to get the parts in the right place. I had a little difficulty with it. But that means I'm old and feeble and you're smart and know how to do these things intrinsically. Good for you, because you're not an old man yet. But it's fun. I like it. I recommend it. You should get one. Next, we have Sideswipe, which is the figure I assumed I would hate. And I was wrong! There's still some things about it that aren't quite perfect, and as always, I should say that the opinions reflected in this podcast are not necessarily those of Entertainment Earth or anyone, but Sideswipe was a retool of Jazz from Wave 1. What they did to make him look different was the car body was almost completely replaced. It's like a brand new shell on the figure, so the front figure, the hood area, the windows, the bumper, the spoiler, these are all new pieces. The things that would make up the doors and the fenders are pretty much the same, the legs are the same, the inner body is the same, but you have a new robot head and a giant gun. The gun is the Path Blaster. It's like 4 inches long. It has an extendable barrel and a rotating drum. I heard spinning drum, but it doesn't really spin. You have to kind of click it. I think you can hear that. And the barrel can be retracted with some force. And you can pull it out again. It requires some force, because I am weak. But it's good. It's a good toy. The gun itself is arguably reason enough to buy the figure. If you ever have the chance to like find bags of the gun, you should buy them. I've been giving the gun to all kinds of figures, and I'm going to do that with some more figures after work today, because I'm just having a blast with it. It looks good with pretty much everybody. Sideswipe can hold it in his hand. He has... it's basically Jazz, so he's got a lot of articulation. If you probably bought Jazz by now, he's a pretty good figure. In a sense, he's got a lot of articulation and places to connect things. The Path Blaster weapon can be connected via 5mm peg holes or a special, hidden, extra, undocumented feature, which you may not know about, so it's a good thing you listen to this show. The gun, when you look at it on the side, on the back end of it, right by where he grips the gun, there's a little kind of a hook, and that plugs into the spoiler. So what you do is you flip it over so that the drum is basically, if you're behind the gun, facing left. And it just plugs right onto that rear spoiler, and it looks like it's aiming up at the sky at a 45-degree angle, which makes it look way cooler in the vehicle mode than I could have imagined. I don't know why they didn't talk it up more, but the gun itself, arguably worth the asking price of the entire figure. I mean, I can't wait to whip out my Classics Optimus Prime figure and see how it looks with it, and then just cry that I don't have more of these, because this is a nice gun. I really like it. Next up, Air Raid. Air Raid is based loosely on the G1 Transformer Fireflight, and the mold is basically Shockwave with some new bits and pieces. The new bits and pieces include a new weapon, a new head, and a new chest. It still transforms into a Cybertronian flying artillery weapon. Looks kind of like a dog to me, the dog head. I don't know why, it just does, long snout. And in vehicle mode, it's pretty good. It's not great because the chest turns upside down in vehicle mode, so the Autobot symbol is upside down. Looks a little wonky. But in robot mode, this thing is spectacular and might be one of the more expensive looking robots because it has a deep, rich red color, some metallic silver and gold. It looks so nice. And the gem-like red, the translucent red on the head, the chest, and the weapon, it's really top-notch. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous how good this looks. I mean, when I was showing this to my wife, she was like, did they paint these things more than they used to? Are these getting more expensive? I mean, he looks pricey, and Hasbro did a great job painting him to look like he's worth a lot more money than you paid. The figure in robot mode is effectively Shockwave. A lot of good articulation, pretty spindly, elbow joints, wrists that kind of move a little bit, shoulders that rotate and have lateral movement out, great leg movement. You'll like it, I think. And the weapons are, again, arguably one of the selling points because you get this gun with a fold-out blade. The gun can be removed, and the fold-out blade can be used separately. So basically, you get three guns. Plus, there's a sword, which is one of those three weapons, and it can be folded up, it can be unfolded, and it stores nicely on the figure in vehicle mode. The vehicle mode does not hold together as well as Shockwave due to a certain level of pins and tabs that they neglected to include on the blade weapon, but it still fits together nicely and it looks good. As an adult collector, I think you'll enjoy this figure a lot. As a kid, not so sure, but it looks awesome standing up on a shelf or fighting other figures in a diorama. It looks really good, and again, if you like to steal figures' weapons for your other figures, this is a good one. I mean, these are some nice... The little sword is cool, and I just wish they'd make more stuff like this. The weapons alone have me super excited for this wave. And next up, we have Ultra Magnus, which was the one that had me the most excited before the wave came in, and frankly, still very exciting. Ultra Magnus is the Optimus Prime figure from Wave 1, remolded and recolored. What's new? The head of the robot is the only new part of the figure. The weapon includes Optimus Prime's original gun, but adds three extra pieces to transform it into a sword, and you can also use the gun by itself separately, and those three extra pieces I just mentioned can be combined into a smaller sword, so we can have two weapons. It's good. It's really nice, and it looks great with other figures. I gave it to Optimus. It looks cool. I gave it to Starscream. Looks all right. Gave it to Sideswipe. Color matches a little too perfect. It's a great, great, great weapon, and I wish, again, I could buy more of them. And again, if you're a Transformers collector and the kind of person that would maybe pay for more expensive things in the secondary market, I'm going to go ahead and say maybe you should just buy some of these to steal the guns. It's not a bad idea. I know I said it before, but let's face it, these are some nice guns. The figure's articulation is very good. Transformation is pretty simple. It's not a giant figure, and if you bought Optimus Prime in Wave 1, you know what to expect. Some people say that this is not a good figure. I beg to differ because I probably played with this Optimus Prime from last year more than any other Transformer I bought last year, and probably the previous years, too. Ultra Magnus is a little bit trickier to transform because the head, getting it in the chest, I don't want to break off his antenna, but I don't think it's going to be a problem. I mean, he's still in good shape. He looks good. He looks bulky and meaty and just generally great. And again, that sword is so cool. I know I'm gushing like some fanboy, but I'm allowed to be excited once in a while. I really like my Transformers. Anyway, what else do I want to say about this wave? I think that's pretty much it. They work better as robots than as vehicles. I think overall, I might grant an exception to Sideswipe because he has a really nice car mode. Air Raid may as well just be a robot action figure. I don't care for the vehicle that much, but that's my opinion. Whatever. So, I recommend getting these. You can order Transformers Generations Wave 3 at Entertainment Earth right now. I recommend that you do so. And don't forget to check out sale.entertainmentearth.com for special offers like a free shipping offer and our New Year clearance sale, which is pretty awesome. I like Transformers a bunch, and hopefully we'll have a lot more to talk about. I just also should alert you that we added a bunch of new pre-orders this week. If you've been collecting the Generations line, the new discs are out. The discs include Sunder, Eject, Rewind, and Ramhorn, and by out, I mean they're up for pre-order. They're not actually in stores right now. You can order Soundwave, the new Voyager toy, individually. You can also order, what else? Beast Hunters. We put up a new wave of Beast Hunters Wave 2 with Bulkhead, Starscream, Ripclaw, and Smokescreen in deluxe size. So those are worth picking up. I assume from the pictures they look spectacular. I love Ripclaw. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm gushing. This is a much longer podcast than usual. You made it to the end. You may have won a valuable prize. And that's for me to stop talking. See you next time, everybody.